LaRon Chapman premiered his first feature film, You People, at the Dead Center Film Festival in June and won the award for Best Oklahoma Film. It follows an adopted black college student named Chad who grew up in a white family and struggles with his identity. Chapman, a University of Oklahoma graduate, spoke with KGOU's Caroline Halter to discuss the film ahead of its screening this weekend at Norman Film Fest. She began by asking what inspired him to make the film.
I am Chad in many ways. So they say writers are very selfish and they write about themselves. Even coming here to the university, it's kind of interesting. My dorm mate, he told me whenever we were roommates that I was the whitest black guy he'd ever met. And I remember that resonated with me because I didn't realize that by speaking a certain way or liking certain types of music or carrying myself a certain way meant that I was less of a black man. And at least it did in his eyes. And I realized that while he was saying it somewhat jokingly, I'd seen that happen time and time again in different social settings where people didn't identify me as a quote-unquote black male because of the way, because I didn't listen to hip-hop or I didn't, you know, speak in Ebonics or in certain stereotypical things that people think about black male, black culture. So I thought it would be interesting to play with that in a film.
And is that where the title You People came from?
The title kind of sold it really well because I think people get kind of an idea because you've heard that phrase before, you know, I'm not like you people. And that could be rich versus poor. That could be black versus white, male versus female. So it works in so many different settings. And I thought it would just be a great umbrella term, you know, for the themes in the film in general.
I want to play a clip from one scene in particular when Chad goes on a date with a girl named Melanie, who he says is, quote, into black men. And so Chad's best friend, who's white, helps him change to fit their idea of black men. So he dresses differently, he starts walking differently, starts talking differently. And Melanie is quick to point out that he's basically impersonating somebody that he's not.
That was straight gangster.
Okay, I'm sorry, but can you please stop talking like that?
Oh, what's wrong with how I talk?
It's not you. Here, that is so much better. So you think being black is just a character you play?
It's not natural.
He's being inauthentic. It's not him. It's not being himself, yeah. And he could have been himself in the beginning, but he had to learn that. And I thought that using him as kind of a model would help kind of people to relate to what that struggle might be like and how maybe these things don't apply to him. And that's okay.
One thing I found interesting about the film was that Chad deals with racism no matter how he acts.
Yeah. I think that was important to show. It didn't matter that he spoke the way that he did. It didn't matter that he was respectful. There are still things that are inherently just certain things that certain demographics have to deal with. And it's part of being that person. And I thought it was kind of important to expose that as well, you know, to kind of show that there are different experiences that people live and there's still certain things that people just don't understand about different people. And they wouldn't until you bring it to their attention. So.
Mm-hmm. So I have your director's statement, which reads in part, "Representation matters. I hope to be a small part of making the film industry more diverse, inclusive, and dynamic." So I'm wondering, do you think that we're making progress?
Absolutely. I think when I wrote this script, I would have said we had a lot more work to do. Because I wrote this script probably almost 4 years ago now. Moonlight just won Best Picture of the Year a couple years ago. And then also we had Get Out and we had Black Panther. So you're seeing those changes because we're having the conversation now.
What's next for you? Are you working on another film?
I am. I'm writing another feature film. It'll be in the same universe. I'll say that it's kind of a LGBT political twist on the body swap movie, like such as Freaky Friday or what have you. And it'll be tackling the same kind of topics again. But in this scenario, we're having a closeted gay male swapping bodies with a middle-aged kind of homophobic type of person. And then having them kind of live in each other's skin for a little bit and kind of see what it is we're not understanding about these two groups. And I want to tell that story in particular because of the political divide that we have now. I think it would be topical and kind of the moment for sure. And it would be a good sister project to you people. So,
Laron Chapman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
You People is playing tomorrow at noon at Sooner Theater. For more information, go to kgou.org and click the Events tab.